You'd see people saying, he's stone mad, that fella. But how that name came was, that came from the old masons, the old stonemasons, because they'd be working on a stone wall, right? And then it's, you, when you're doing stonework, you'd have to stand back from it and look at it, and you see, oh, I gotta cover that there, no, that's not running right there, that joint is going too high, or, you know, or that stone out, that's, I don't think that's good enough there. And you'd have to stand back from your work. And then he said, you could be dressing a stone, and you could be dressing it for 5 minutes. Now, they dressed all the stone by hand. The stone today is all guillotined. There's no art in it today as such. Like, there's still art in it, because any time I'd handle a guillotine stone now, I still put the chisel to it. Even though it's a square knob, and the face is good in it, but I still put the chisel to it, just to give it the chisel marks, to let people know that you're after going at it, that you're not just after putting it in like cladding on a wall, you know? And that's what I do with it. But, as I say,
touching it.
Yeah, I always put a touch in it. Mm. I'll always touch it, and I tell young people, as I'm showing, you touch that. Always touch it. Just don't stick it in. Anybody can stick it in like that. You touch it and do a nice job on it. And take pride in what you do.